Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
With the country aspect, because All In is going to Texas.
No.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, August 16th. We are glad you are here, and we are going to be glad to talk wrestling. But as I start every show, Maggie, how you doing, partner?
Listen, I'm not glad I'm here. Because I'm so not. Okay, like we do this every year, Rob. Every year I come back on a Friday after our, you know, summer vacation. Friday, and I do not want to be here. I mean, not here, like I adore Rob. I adore our fans of Coexisting. I adore you guys. But listen up. I spend 5 days in the freaking woods. And let me tell you, okay. Like it's not that far from my city. It's like a 45-minute drive, but like the roads are, you know, kind of iffy. So you can drive with high speed, like on a highway. So we go to the like their mobile homes, like little cabins. And we arrive there, and not only do we have Wi-Fi in the woods, but every mobile cabin has an AC in it.
Oh.
Like, I don't have an AC in my place, but I do have one in the woods, which was a total surprise and a good thing because it was freaking hot. And there were... like three dogs with us and two dogs that belong to the owners of the place. So one of the dogs was like this huge, I don't even know what breed it was, but like, because there was a tiny lake by the, by the place, and it only showered there. Like no one showers. Like no one gives this dog baths whatsoever. Oh. So you can, figure out for yourself, but like, it was a really pretty dog. It was like 15 years old. And I like, that's a lot for a dog. Oh. And he looked like a panther and the bear at the same time, because like, it was black and it was really heavy looking.
Panther bear.
It was really fun. Yeah. And the second dog, was it a Jack Russell?
I couldn't tell you. I wasn't there.
No, look, like the photo, the Instagram photo, like I posted. Sure. Because I suck at dog breeds, because like dogs are dogs and I don't judge. But like this little shithead, he was 3 months old.
Oh.
Yeah, 3 months old. So the owners were like, okay, so like you're here and bye. And we were like, well, aren't you going to take the dog? And they were like, oh, no, like, it's going to stay here. And I'm like, what? Like, you're not taking your 3-month dog. You're not taking your 3-month dog with you. They're like, yeah, let's he's gonna stay here. So naturally, I adopted the tiny, awesome bowl of teeth. Yeah, so because it's a small dog, and you know what small dogs do, right? Like, they have really sharp teeth. Mm-hmm. And I want to bite everything because, like, they're mm-hmm. growing. So he bit everyone. And because, like, oh, the little puppy. And the moment he started biting everyone, they were like, yeah, go to your mother. And, like, they give it to me. So naturally, when, you know, the night came and I'm like, everyone's partying and everything. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to bed. And the little dog just, you know, starts walking after me, you know, like, following me, and I'm like, what are you doing? He was like, whoa. So I slept with the guy.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, every night the little puppy slept with me, and he bit my nipples. Every night, I swear. And I'm like, it's as if I'm sleeping with a non-experienced little man, okay? And does this work for you? No, like, it's not. Yeah, it, like, because, like, I don't wear bras, sports bras, or anything when I'm sleeping. I just have a shirt on, and, like, I can feel it. I kind of have bruises around my nipples, and they're like not from a good thing. I'm sorry. It's like
Jesus, welcome to your nipple bruising leader. The bruising
coexisting with nipples being bruised, with bruised nipples and everything. Did I say nipple?
I don't know. Well, let's go ahead.
So, like, let me do my shtick, because, like, I have a lot more stories, and I suppose that we're gonna have time, because Rob and I have no idea what happened this week in wrestling. So let me do my shtick. Guys, hi. Thank you so much for joining us on your wonderful, wonderful Friday afternoons, nights, mornings, or whatever place you are around the world. Thank you for joining us. Please leave a like on the video. It is the most important thing that we're going to ask you. Secondly, please send us some super chat at, you know, it's the little dollar sign at the bottom of the YouTube live chat. You can also send us Humper Chat at humperchats.com. Any amount will get your question or statement read live on the air. Please subscribe to Fightful on YouTube, Fightful Overbooked, this very channel that this podcast is on. Please also, last but not least, please subscribe to Fightful Select. A lot of gossip. And, you know, and a lot of gossip. And a lot of contract news this year has been so great. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So let's start the show, because, like, yeah, guys, as you can see, I just came home. I had zero time to blow dry my hair. I feel like this is the first time I'm doing the show with wet hair. Also, my face is a mess. I only had time to put, like, a bit of powder on. There were, like, two mirrors in the whole woods, and I had a lot of pimples on my face. And when I came back and I saw all the pimples, I was like, fucking bye. And I started, you know, destroying my face and everything. Like, now you can see them from the moon. So, like, let's start the show.
You're good.
Before I die.
Okay. Let's start the show. Maggie, as we started the show, you heard the country music go off, and I told you that AEW is heading to Texas for All In. Now, you already heard that, because...
Let's read Ryan's super chat, first of all, because, like, he decided to piss me off from the get-go.
Damn it.
What?
Okay, well, let me get there. Hold on. Talking country, talking Texas. Fun fact, I was born in Texas. Well, there you go.
Jesus, no.
Ryan Sullivan says, does Bulgaria even have woods?
Ryan, FYI, and I suppose that you just being a smart ass, Bulgaria is 70% woods. So,
okay.
There you go, you little fucker.
Yeah, this
so is. So let's start the show.
It should be y'all in, AEW y'all in.
Yeah, guys, we are going to be talking to you a lot today. So, yes.
And we're sorry in advance.
We are so sorry in advance. Thank you, Rob, because, like, I wasn't gonna.
Well, I'll do it. So, as I said, AEW All In going to be in Texas next year. Well, yeah, and Tony Khan did say that. Tony Khan did say they will be back in the UK in 2026. So I assume he meant for All In. I didn't hear the exact quote, but I'm kind of curious why. What happened there? Why they're not going?
You and me both. Why? So why?
Maybe I. There's so many different options or questions for it, and I mean we could speculate for a while, but. Maybe it's ticket sales. Maybe it's something else. Who knows? Maybe. I honestly don't know. I really don't. So maybe WWE has a show planned there, you know, like probably around that time. I think that's very possible. I think that's extremely, but I'm not saying they do. I just think it might be a very possibility that, as Soupy says, I was going to say it, maybe WWE is aiming to have SummerSlam in the UK. That could be a possibility.
I'm going.
Yeah. There you go. So that's what I'm wondering if that's the case. But we shall see. So AEW has been really happy with they've done a lot of shows in Texas lately. I don't know if you've watched Collision. They've done like the tapings, or they've done a live collision, or they've done live collisions there actually, and they've done some tapings.
A lot of Ring of Honor shows stuff. Also.
So yeah, so they've used the esports complex in Texas in Arlington. I mean, for what it is, it looks pretty good, I think. What have your thoughts been on this?
Well, I'm definitely sour if you can't tell about it, because like. I'm sitting there on my chair in the woods, because I was in the woods, if you didn't know.
Yeah,
we were watching the meteor shower, and like we saw a lot of them. Like they were like comets. Really, really nice, really beautiful. And I decided to look at my phone. Oh, All In Texas, y'all, next year. With the cows and the barbecues and everything. And I'm like, fucking what? No. Texas, are you kidding me? So this anger, friends, isn't aimed at Texans or Texas as a state as a whole. Not that much. Just Caden. It's because All In is my show and I can attend All In because it's in London. And it's like kind of hurtful. Okay, because like now that it's in Texas, and I just tweeted out, I ain't going to Texas. That is all. And everyone was like, oh, come on, Maggie, you're going to love Texas. Barbecues and hats and everything. And even like Collins, Jade, like in the comments, like our friend Jade from the chat. Jesus. Oh, you look good in a cowboy hat. No. I happen to know because I own a cowboy hat for my Hangman drink video. I know that I don't look good in a cowboy hat. It sucks. And like, I don't mean to be extremely hurtful here, but when I finally get to the States, Texas ain't the first state I'm visiting.
It's Washington.
Washington State, of course, because of my Twin Peaks love and, you know, everything. It's not even a question. I'm not going to Texas.
Tejas.
And if I do go to Texas, and the only thing I see is that the small soda is as tall as me, I'm just going to quit, okay? Like, everything's big in Texas. I don't belong in Texas. I'm 5'1". I don't belong in Texas. Everything's big in Texas. Then I don't belong there. Okay.
Well,
If WWE do decide to aim at London for SummerSlam, I'm going to be happy as hell because WWE show I still haven't attended. And now now that WWE is actually good again, I'm going. I'm actually going. I don't know if this was true or not, because last week before Rob and I got on the show, I saw that, you know, someone saying on Twitter, because I haven't seen if this is true or not, that WWE are looking for to hold a pay-per-view at Italy. And if this is the case, I'm totally going to Italy, because like I've been searching for excuses to go to Italy and drinks and eat some amazing pasta and pizza.
Yeah.
Also right there for me. It's right there. It's an hour flight. An hour flight.
And here in the States, we have Italy really close to us because we can go to Olive Garden. Sorry. That's too soon. I was trying to make a joke and it just did not work. But you know,
I don't even know what an Olive Garden is. Like I've heard
that's where Virgil like had the breadsticks and stuff like that, you know.
Oh, the interview with Sean. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, now I remember.
So, but Maggie, the one thing I was gonna say is, you know who looks good in a cowboy hat?
AEFFJARRET That's double J. Jeff Jarrett. Ain't he great?
Yep.
You know I'm gonna see him at Wembley, right?
Yep. And I'm just getting started with these Maggie. Fantastic.
You know, I was like, oh, we're not gonna talk about Jeff Jarrett at all this week.
Yeah, I'll find a way. One way or another. I will find a way to bring up the icon who will, I think you will get to see wrestle Hangman Adam Page. I really think that's going
to
happen.
That is such a joy. Such a joy to watch. But there's a possibility. I cannot wait.
No. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe not. Who knows? We'll see.
We shall see. I do not want to see. Bathroom break.
Nah, it's Hangman. You got to watch him lose to Jeff Jarrett. I'm kidding.
I'm kidding.
Come on. Lay off. So, Maggie, the other thing that happened this past week was kind of like a lot of things. A lot of people were talking about was the fact that Cody Rhodes is taking on Kevin Owens. So a lot of people didn't like the way that Kevin Owens was like, I thought that was very weird. I mean, we both love Kevin Owens. Obviously, we're Kevin Owens fans. I don't like the story per se because it's Kevin Owens, you know? Like, I want to see him wrestle anytime I get the opportunity to. And I was actually hoping he was going to turn heel more than anything. And that's how he's going to get the title shot. That's what I wanted to happen. Because I thought it'd make the most sense for him to turn heel and go after Cody after Randy Orton's getting his title shot against Gunther. But I wanted to know how you felt about this, and do you think it could lead to a heel turn for Kevin Owens? Like,
yes. So you're right. The way it happened was extremely weird. But hear me out. I feel like Kevin Owens has been filling logic gaps for WWE ever since he got to the main roster. He is trying to, because like wins and losses matter now, kinda. Like this is what he's going for. And he's like, I've been losing a lot. I haven't had any singles victories at all, tag team victories at all. So this is probably not my time to get a title shot. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, this kind of makes sense, but Kevin Steen would never say that. So, and I get that he's not Kevin Steen, okay? Like that's a different character. But in no time did I think that I would ever see Kevin Owens pull out a Jon Snow. I don't want it. I don't want it. What? Like that's a title shot. a title shot for a title that you never had a chance with against Roman Reigns. And it's not because you couldn't beat the guy. It was because you totally had him beat and everyone won the match for Roman Reigns. So Nick Aldis was like, oh, well, maybe I'll give the title to Roman Reigns. And Kevin Owens was like, what? No, hell no. Yeah. Like, that's not what we're doing. And I'm like, why is this a kindergarten show? Why is, because like, that's totally, like, Nick Aldis absolutely did that on purpose. I'm like, he said that he was going to give the title shot to someone Kevin Owens would never be okay with, just so he can say yes. So this is the kindergarten show. SmackDown, yes, every Friday. And this was kind of weird. It's a, I know I've been enjoying face Kevin Owens a lot because, like, he's just a big goof, and I adore goofs. And because it's Kevin Owens and he can pull that off. And, yeah, but the only way that would absolutely work would be if Kevin Owens turned heel. And I can actually kind of see why he doesn't want that championship opportunity, because, like, maybe he himself doesn't want to go there. He doesn't want to go to that dark place that turns him into a heel. This is probably it. But, like, they do have time, you know, until Bash at Berlin comes. Is it like 2 weeks? I feel like it's 2 weeks.
Bash
the week
Berlin.
After All In,
yep,
right?
Correct.
Yep. Yes. Like, they have two Fridays?
Yeah.
This one and the second? No, three Fridays. They have three Fridays. And one of them is a go-home show. So, like, they have 3 weeks to pull together something that totally makes sense. Otherwise, they're turning this into a house show. Because, like, let's put, you know, all the people that our audience are in love with, let's just put them, like, make them face each other. And I get that. I understand the fascination with it. Mm-hmm. I want Kevin Owens to be a champion so much because they owe him for that championship reign that he had that was totally ended by Goldberg, right? I remember this correctly. It was Goldberg. Yes. And it was such a slap in the face. Such a slap in the face. It began, they didn't even plan for him to be a champion anyway because, like, Seth Rollins got hurt. Oh, no, it wasn't Seth. It was Finn Balor. I don't remember. Was it Finn Balor or Seth Rollins who got hurt? And they just gave the title. Triple H pulled out a Triple H and he just, you know, backed up Kevin Owens and he got the championship.
Didn't he turn heel on Seth?
I feel like I don't remember anymore. It was such a long time ago. But they owe the guy. And I see Kevin Owens getting paired with people that he shouldn't be pairing with to begin with. Sami Zayn was the only thing that mattered. And Randy Orton is kind of in the same boat here because, like, he was with Matt Riddle. And I never enjoyed that because, like, I just do not enjoy Matt Riddle whatsoever. And it was kind of, it was weird. And then they put him with Kevin Owens. And before that, it was something else. And it's pretty weird. They are making a big deal out of Randy Orton versus Gunther, which I don't think we've discussed on last week's show. So Randy Orton went to Raw. And he was like, hi, I want this. they made a big deal about, you know, the pin at King of the Ring, which I appreciate because Randy Orton was like, did you really beat me? Like, I don't think you did. And I remember Triple H saying, Randy Orton's shoulders will, I think they were up. And I'm like, they were in the stratosphere. What do you mean you think they were up? Kevin Owens is going to do his thing and Randy Orton is going to do his. This pretty much is going to be a King of the Ring rematch. And because that match was so good. I don't know if you remember it, but that match was really, really good.
Really damn good.
Up until that finish. Because I don't know if you agree with me or not, but for me, Randy Orton isn't the best seller in the ring, because like I feel like no matter how you hit Randy Orton, he's gonna sell it the same way, like every time. But like against Gunther, it was a totally different thing. And the match was awesome, and I'm hyped to see it again. It's probably gonna be the main event. Do you think it's gonna be?
I do.
Probably gonna be the main event.
Yeah, I do think it'll be the
main event. Yeah, it's probably. Yeah. Did they say that the returning Vinci is going to be on SmackDown?
I assume they are. I assume he is.
Yeah, they're just abandoning that entire storyline, yeah?
Yeah, because, I mean, I was hoping, like, what he would do is kind of, like, attack Waller, or not Waller.
Gunther?
Yeah, no, well, not Gunther. Well, Gunther or Ludwig, or Ludwig. Either one.
Yeah, he had beef with Kaiser.
Yeah. So yeah. That's what I was hoping for, but maybe they'll just do that one down the road. Who knows?
Of course.
It was interesting though, like that vignette, because at first it took me a good minute to realize who that was.
Yeah. So I suppose they're gonna have to want him back for that Italy show. I'm sure.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No doubt about it. So the other thing too, we know we got a mixed tag team match. With Damian Priest and Rhea taking on Dom and Liv Morgan. Dom, and I brought that up because Dom said something pretty funny on the Impulsive podcast with Logan Paul. He said that they originally wanted to, like with his dad and Eddie Guerrero, he said they originally wanted to have him hang above the ring. So we almost had Dominic on a pole match.
So why don't we have, so at some point we're gonna have Dominic on a pole match between, oh yeah, but no, Rhea Ripley doesn't want him anymore, so yeah, like
no.
Yeah, so that's what I call a missed opportunity. That's a missed
was he drafted there? I didn't know that.
Scott, probably the only person who's paying attention to the draft. Way to go, Scott.
We appreciate you filling in.
We appreciate you so much, because Jade has a thing and she can't be here to, you know, to correct us. Thank you, Scott, for that.
Yeah.
So send us a super chat, people. Thank you so much.
I was picturing that, like, just, I'm like, man, that would have been something else to have them have a kid, like, above, like, have him like hanging like
in a cell, yeah.
Or like,
not a good thing.
Yeah, like shark cage. Like that would have been just fantastic. I mean, I get why they didn't do it, but it also would have been good if they did. Either way,
they can do that in Bulgaria. It's totally safe here.
Yeah.
No. So can you like? Did you watch Raw?
I sure did.
Okay, so what exactly did Dominic and Liv say while in the crowd? Because, again, I had Wi-Fi there, but I couldn't wait to get out of the cabin and go in the woods.
So
I didn't really pay attention. So what did Dominic say?
Basically, they just made... So in retrospect, what they basically did was just make fun of Damian Priest and Rhea, like saying like,
yeah,
why she chose, why she basically said why she chose Dom, and then Dom pretty much just talked down to Rhea. He said that Liv lets him do the things that he wants to do, like she didn't try to change him and stuff like that. I mean, it was
what? Yeah, it what? Was just... what? Oh my God.
So basically
he let her do stuff to him? Like what?
No. Like she just let him like not that way. I mean, not that we know of.
Not that we know of, yeah.
Yeah, she just kind of like he pretty much made it sound like she lets me be me type thing is what he said. That's what I gathered, I took out of it.
Oh, come on. I'm sure that it was something more salsa.
Well, yeah, the way she said it. I mean, she, I mean, more, Liv like bragged about stealing everything from Ripley. That was the biggest thing that I took out of what Liv said. But what the best thing out of that whole like gimmick or that whole segment was they were talking and then next thing you know, Damian Priest is standing right beside him.
This was totally Undertaker versus AJ Styles at WrestleMania 2020. That was it. That was the moment. It was a pretty good visual. And yeah, I saw this clown. Chicken tendies in video games will anyone over. I don't think so. I'm going to need a bit more than that. And that thing is chocolate. So let's move.
That's how you win Maggie over chocolate.
Yeah, chocolate.
Chocolate. So yeah, that was the biggest thing that, and then we got Damian Priest versus Carlito. That, I mean, you know who's going to win that right away. Then we see basically
what do you think of the whole Odyssey thing in with the New Day?
It's weird, but the thing I've been watching the most with this is Xavier Woods' reactions to everything.
Well, that's the most important thing.
Yeah, and I'm hoping, like, I don't think they're ever going to break up the New Day because that was.
Do you think that this is a bit?
Yeah, I think. Well, I think it will be after they figure everything out here. Yeah, I think it will be a bit in the long run. I think it will be a bit. I don't think they're gonna like add him to the New Day. I don't see that going because I think that would just be bad. Because you can't replace Big E, and that would be what they're trying to do. They might not officially say it, but that's what they would be trying to do. And I just don't think that's the way to go. I think in the long run, what needs to happen is I think this will happen. I think we are going to see him turn heel. I think Odyssey? I think Odyssey is going to turn heel. Not saying it's going to happen like this week or next, but that's my personal opinion. I think he's going to turn heel. But I'm not saying he's going to join up with the Testament or anything, or the Testicles.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But I mean, that's the thing. And I mean, that's what's great about wrestling is you perceive it the way you do. Like, you know, like this is, we know I'm a horrible booker. Like if it came down to it with my prediction, so I'm probably wrong, but that's the way I look at it happening.
No, Odyssey Jones being a heel, that could work because, like, we can see how it works with Bronson Reed. And, oh boy, did they pull the trigger correctly here.
Man, yeah, guys hated now. It's unbelievable. They did more good for him in the past, three weeks than he's been there, like, since he came back, you know? Like, they just made
even in NXT. Even in NXT.
They just made him look like a glorified just asshole. Like, you know, like you're ready for somebody to beat his ass.
They obviously watch our show.
Yeah.
Because like we've been saying, that guy beat Okada.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He beat Okada.
You gotta treat him like the Rainmaker killer. Like he is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you think of Rainmaker getting taken out. That's what Claudio should do. He should call Bronson, say, what do I need to do?
What do I need to do? I'm so looking forward to this match, by the way. Give Claudio everything. Because, oh my God,
I hope he wins. I really do. I'm rooting for Claudio.
There's no way. Do you think it is?
Huh?
We're going to talk later when we talk about AEW, about that. Yeah, Odyssey Jones in the New Day, yes, like Xavier Woods' reactions are obviously the thing to be looking for here. Do you think that Big E ever comes back as at least an on-screen persona?
Man, because I hope
I don't know if he's, because like I'm sorry if he's talked about this before and it's a thing and I don't know about it. I don't know how he feels about being on screen person, you know,
well,
not
I mean,
competing
like
in the
pre-shows
ring.
And stuff.
But he does do the pre-shows, but that's a different
thing.
What
I'd like to see him do, like this is what I would personally like to see him do. If he doesn't wrestle again, which is okay, because he has to do
it. It's not. It's
him,
really
obviously.
Not. I love Big E. I want to see him wrestle, yeah, but if he can, of course do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, but what I think, what I would love to see, just like as a surprise, is I would love to see him introduce the New Day like at WrestleMania, like something like that, just where it's not
Please.
Like announced. Just let him come out there and just get that pop one last time, or like, you know, not necessarily one last time, but that's just kind of what I'd like to see. That's because I want him to get that cheer, and maybe that's something he doesn't want. I don't know, because. I would also
that's
get
so
it,
like, selfish.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. Like, maybe if that happens, he'll get that urge to want to come back sooner than he should, or who knows? Because that has to feel like an absolute high for some of those people, you know, for wrestlers to get that huge ass crowd reaction, and you could miss it and want it again. I mean, it's really hard to say.
I mean, I'm not going to lie, Big E's been probably the best thing about the pre-shows.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely the best thing, because he says a lot of things that the other people just don't.
Yeah.
And, like, I won't forget the moment he said Gorillas of Destiny on the pre-show, and CM Punk was like, I didn't know that we could say that. It was so good.
Yeah.
I just really miss Big E. I understand that people are viewing Odyssey Jones as a replacement for Big E, but I feel like this is in kayfabe the thing that you're supposed to be thinking. You know,
yeah,
this is the thing, but like, it's not a replacement. Like, no one can replace Big E in our hearts, on our screens, in the ring. Nothing can do that. No, there are not enough Big E matches for me to watch in order for me to be satisfied with a wrestler's career. No. Just there's got to be a better way to do that, and I just hope that we can see Big E back in the ring sooner, if he can. Of course, I cannot stress this enough. If he can, that is it.
Yeah. So another WWE legend has passed away. They just confirmed it. His family did. Offa. So Samu, just announced it, I guess, which is unfortunate.
Just so, announced it?
Like, let's see. He says, Samu took to Facebook on Thursday to announce his dad was in his final journey home. Yeah, he did respond. Let's see here. I'm sorry, I'm reading this as we go. This is what he said. I'll read it out. As we embark on our journey, our final journey home, we expressed our heartfelt gratitude for the unwavering love and guidance you have bestowed upon us throughout our lives. We find solace in knowing that you will soon be reunited with the Lord Jesus, your parents, siblings, and friends who have gone before us. We have no doubt that you will establish a Wild Samoan Training Center in the sky, bringing us all together once again. We believe in the power of your love and legacy, and we will continue to honor it in all that we do. Respectfully yours, Big Sam, the oldest cousin of the Bloodline clan.
So. This isn't fun. I mean, like, this is the awful thing about, you know, you being a child and watching, you know, your favorites wrestle, that when you grow up into a 30 or 40 year old, those people, like, they're not 20 anymore, they're not 30 anymore, and they just, you know, pass away, and it just hits you out of nowhere, and it's really, really sad. We send our thoughts and prayers to the family, of course. Yeah,
very, very sad to hear. So just for people that don't know, that is Roman Reigns' uncle, that passed. So that would be,
poor Roman. I mean, that entire family, of course, but, like, Roman just came back.
Yeah, Afa and Sika, they both passed so soon, like, within a matter of weeks. So,
yeah,
just
grossly, probably kind of insensitively moving from that subject. Now that Roman Reigns is back, so he still hasn't grabbed a microphone yet on live WWE television. He just, like, kills everyone. So do you think that he speaks tonight?
You know, I don't know, honestly.
Okay.
The thing is I don't know. I don't even know. I mean, this is really premature. I don't even know if he'll stay for the show, you know?
Yeah, because now that everything's happened, you know, you know, the tragic news that we got, probably not. Yes. But I mean, because I kind of feel like they promoted him for the show, but, like, of course, family is more important in this sort of situation. So plans can change. If he can be with his family during this time, this probably is the better thing to do. But because I can't remember if we discussed this last week or not, what do you think happens with Cody Rhodes now?
Like
after, in terms of popularity, in terms of popularity. Because now that Roman, because, like, they're on the same show, and I know I may piss off a lot of the Cody Rhodes fans.
Uh-huh.
Cody Rhodes was the perfect person to dethrone Roman. And if you ask me, I still am on the bandwagon that he was supposed to do that last year, or last year's WrestleMania. I think it was about the better time. But, like, moving on, we didn't get that last year. We got it this year. So Roman Reigns disappeared for, like, a couple of months,
uh-huh.
And Cody Rhodes was there. People adore Cody Rhodes. They cheer for him. They buy his merch a lot. Big selling point, okay? Biggest baby face in the company. Everyone woes every time they get a chance to. I mean, I will one day, because it's so contagious and so annoying. But Roman Reigns is back to probably the biggest pop of his career, big pop.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, everyone was booing Roman Reigns all the time. And the moment he left, everyone was chanting, "We want Roman." And now that he's back, they can't get enough of the guy. Like, they successfully turned him babyface so naturally. Like, he's... And please don't murder me, everyone. But right now, he's the closest thing to Stone Cold Steve Austin in our generation ever. Because like when you think of Stone Cold Steve Austin, what do you like, what pops into your head apart from beer? Like what's the thing that pops into your head? Just you know, a bad either heel, or a heel that just kicks everyone's ass, or a tweeter that just kicks everyone's ass. Like he was, even when he was supposed to be, like, I'm not talking about the time that he was a heel, because like we get it, like he's obviously supposed to be a heel because like he's with Vince McMahon behind him, and he cheated at WrestleMania 17 and everything. Like I'm not talking about that. He just, he didn't care if he was a babyface or a heel or anything. He just came out, kicked some ass, and then just got on his big wheeler thing. I don't know what you call it. And just left and got home, just spent some quality time with his beer and cats. So it's just, there's shades of gray to this. And I was waiting for like a long, long time first to see someone that, because you know WWE and babyfaces, right? That's a huge problem to this day, even when Triple H is in charge and not Vince McMahon. That is a huge problem. Because for some reason, babyfaces are dumbasses. Oh, I would like to face you at the next pay-per-view, Kevin Owens. What do you say? I feel like the audience, the WWE universe, would like to see this happen. And like, I'm going to need a better reason behind that, because Cody Rhodes himself didn't sell this enough. Okay?
Yeah.
Why? White meat baby faces just piss me off. They just piss me off. That's why I like Becky Lynch so much. Because like she was on a different level, and it's just the way Roman Reigns is right now. Like you can still hate the guy, you can love the guy, but he just goes out, murders everyone, and just leaves.
Yeah,
whenever he feels like it. And that's why I said that this is the closest thing to Stone Cold Steve Austin that we've had in a long while. And I'm not talking about, you know, acting like Stone Cold Steve Austin or The Rock. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I am talking about LA Knight, of course. But it's not the way he carries himself. It's not the in-ring. It's not the promos or anything, because no one is like Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns is the only Roman Reigns ever, and our children are gonna talk about Roman Reigns the way that we talk about Stone Cold Steve Austin now. And I can't wait, because the guy deserves it, and he worked for it, and he put his foot down, and he wanted to do everything that they ended up doing with the Bloodline, which was probably the best thing ever to happen to Roman Reigns ever. So what do you think happens to Cody? Because like, if he's the top babyface, do you think that we get a Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin vibe? I'm not saying that Cody Rhodes is the Rock. I mean,
you're just talking like two.
The paths are there.
I know what you mean. I think so, because I think. Because I think Roman Reigns is going to, and this is, again, this is just going based off everything that we've seen and heard, I think we're going to see Roman versus The Rock for the title. That's what I think.
Roman versus The Rock for the title?
At Mania. Now, you're talking before that, so what I think...
No. You think that this deserves a title?
Well, this is going to be a title. Like, this is what I think is going to happen. This is me. I think The Rock's going to come back sooner than later, and I think he's going to be the one that takes the title off.
Survivor Series?
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
That's just me.
You actually think we're going to see The Rock as a champion in 2024?
I do.
I will not be mad. Like, if this
that's just
happens,
me. I could be completely wrong. Like I've said, I'm horrible at these guesses, but
I understand, but I hope that this happens because I'm going to hop on the spotlight and just shove it in Jensen's face because The Rock did wrong.
I mean, that's the thing. I don't know.
I'm
mean, that's,
so rooting for this right now.
That's what I want to see happen. I think it would make the most sense.
Oh no, it makes zero sense, but I'm so here for this.
The other thing, and the one thing that I know some people thought, like, well, what if they turn Cody Rhodes heel? And I'm like, they're not going to do that. That's their, in my opinion, that's their moneymaker right now. He's their new Cena. Think, that's the easiest way to say it.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, Cena. Like, Cena also is in the mix. Because don't
I would
forget
actually
about
like
Cena.
To see Cena in Rhodes.
Yeah. Oh, we will see this. Yeah. I'm absolutely sure about that.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting couple of months. Because, I mean, there's a lot to it. I mean, that's the thing. Like, if you look at it this way. Let's say Kevin Owens turns heel, like after all this, you know, like it just pisses him off like to no end.
Sure.
Well, there you have a rematch for him in October at Bad Blood. So.
Okay.
Or isn't that the next pay-per-view after this one, after Bash in Berlin? I believe it is. I don't think they have a September one. So you could have that match. And that's your October pay-per-view. And then you could set it up for November Survivor Series. And that could be, in my opinion, that could be where they do either The Rock or Roman Reigns, maybe. I prefer to see a War Games match with the Bloodline, you know, like the Bloodline.
I'm sure that this is where we're heading. But also Boris in the chat pointing out, aren't people saying Jacob Roman is going to be a huge match? This will be a huge match in the future. I don't know when they're planning to pull the trigger on that. Yeah, but Jacob Fatu is if they do this correctly, if they do this right, Jacob Fatu is their future star.
Just Ricardo says Cody is still my champ, or Cody's still my champ, but also he holds up the one.
Yes, of course Cody's still our champion. Of course, like that win at WrestleMania, the match was all over the place. The match was never supposed to be the awesome wrestling and the storytelling during the wrestling. No, it was a clusterfuck. And this was what we knew that we were getting, like a lot of, you know, finishes and everything. We knew that this was what we were getting. I didn't appreciate us having a second Bloodline rules match in such a small, you know,
amount of time.
Yeah. But like, I'm not gonna, you know, rant about that again. Yeah, of course, Cody's still our champion, but Roman Reigns, absolutely.
He's back.
Yes, Roman Reigns is back.
Cooper Effect time?
Yes. So, guys, I'm so happy about this because this is my friend. She's a musician, Alexandra Ivanova. And one of her songs, it's called Decisions, is featured in the new Becky Lynch documentary for sports documentary placement featured on Biography WWE Legends Becky Lynch via A&E and USA. So one of her songs is featured on that documentary, and I am so happy about this. I almost lost it in the comments because, like, this was something I read while in the woods, you know, watching the meteor shower and everything. And she posted, you know, a picture of Becky Lynch. And I'm like, why am I seeing a picture of Becky Lynch on Facebook? Because like my Facebook is for my real, you know, life and stuff. I'd like, yeah. That's not, no wrestling there. Yeah. Why am I seeing Becky Lynch on my Facebook page? And then I see that it's my friend. I'm like, what is happening? Is this a different universe? What? Did I enter a different part of the Milky Way while watching the meteor shower? Like, I don't understand. And I see that one of her songs, because like she has a really wonderful voice. I love her voice. Alexandra Ivanova, one more time. Alexandra Ivanova, the song is called Decisions. And please, when you're, you know, giving the documentary a watch, please listen to it. She has a wonderful, wonderful angel's voice. So pumped for this.
Sounds like Fergie?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, you said voice of an angel, and I think...
Yeah, voice of an angel. Fergie. Like the, you know, the...
That's from Step Brothers, sorry. Just,
I had there are fireworks outside, and I'm wondering why.
Because we're on. That's why people are excited.
Yeah.
We're huge in Bulgaria. We have a really big fan.
Huge in Bulgaria. A lot of numbers in the demo.
Yeah, yeah.
And everything. Like
four, I think.
Ricardo, thank you for the super chat, by the way. I didn't get the chance to say that.
Yeah, thank you,
sir. Guys, you still have time to send in your super chats and humper chats. We're probably not going to go an hour and a half today because, like, I really need to, you know, dry my hair and just go to sleep. Finally, in my own bed.
Finally, yeah.
Finally, and everything.
So you didn't take the dog with you, huh?
I did not get the chance to take the dog with me. And a lot of people are asking me why.
Yeah, why?
Because, like, it was so sad because, like, we were... loading everything in the trunks of the cars and, you know, loading the huge amount of garbage that we had. Like, that's, you know, we drank, and by we, I don't mean me, like, we drank 5 kegs of beer in 3 days. That's a lot of beer. And have in mind that not everyone drinks beer. Like, people got their own alcohol there, like hard liquor and everything. Like, but like 5 kegs of beer in 3 days. And like the people that supply us with beer, they had to make a special delivery to us right there. Because like they got the delivery to the bar and we took the kegs ourselves. And now they just send us, you know, 4 more. And then we drank them also. That's like 5 kegs of beer. That's a lot of beer. So we're loading everything, you know, in the garbage and the empty beer kegs that we need to return and everything. And I just turn around and see the dog is waiting for me to, you know, to load the dog himself in the car. And I'm like, don't make this harder for me. Just don't make this harder because I'm crying here, okay? Like, it was a really, really cute little puppy. Its name was Charlie, and I hated that because why do you name a dog Charlie? So a lot of people were also calling it Jackie because it's Jack Russell or whatever, you know, the breed was. But, like, a friend of mine and I came to the conclusion that the name of the dog is Oreo. Just, he looks like an Oreo.
Nice.
Yeah, so I kind of feel guilty because, like, I posted on Facebook that, you know, pretty much the thing that I said at the beginning of the show, I dread every time that we get back from our vacation. But, like, the moment I see my apartment, I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. That's... Like, I miss my pillow, I miss my bed, I miss my bathroom. Like, no matter where I am, I could never shower properly if I'm not in my own bathroom. I don't know what that is. Like, it's a Maggie thing. Like,
it's a Maggie thing.
I can only do things correctly at my place. And yes, I'm going to the bathroom also. So...
yeah. So going back to Raw. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No.
Well, I wanted to know if, like, going back to Raw, like, who do you think is next for Mr. Bron Breakker after? See, he's done with Sami Zayn now, or I assume he's done with Sami Zayn. We'll find out.
Well, if he's done with Sami Zayn after that two out of three falls that they had on Raw, did the match work for you?
It was okay. I mean,
it was okay, correct? Because like I had high expectations, and I don't know if it was me just being where I am while watching it, or was it just not, you know?
I mean, the Raw wasn't awful, but it was just a weird episode of Raw. Like, that's the way I looked at it.
Wrestling,
I mean,
was so weird for me this week.
It's it was weird too. I know a lot of people said they loved Dynamite. It was kind of mad for me, but like, that's the thing. Like, I didn't see the big.
I don't understand either.
About it,
like, but,
what stood out for me this week was on NXT. I thought it was cool that Charlie Dempsey.
No, stop. That's what? Your ADHD talking. We still are talking about Bron Breakker.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so who's next for Bron Breakker? That is an excellent.
It's my first day.
That is an excellent question. I would assume someone from Judgment Day. But that's going to be a heel-on-heel match.
Yeah. That...
So probably not. So tell me a better baby face that they've built properly for him
Jey
to
Uso
take
Uso might
on.
Be? Jey Uso? That would make sense.
That will make sense. Yeah, it's probably Jey Uso.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point, too. Braun's getting Ilya in Germany. I'd take that. I mean,
I would absolutely take. I forgot about Ilya. Why did I forget about Ilya? He hasn't been on television for like.
Yeah, they're pretending he's hurt, right?
Yeah, because of. Yeah, okay. Yeah, but like. I'm going to have to need for them to build towards that match from this Monday, this upcoming Monday, because like it's. If they don't get a move on, again, house show. Mm-hmm. House show vibes. If they don't build properly towards that thing. What you said about NXT was
Dempsey beating.
It was Charlie Dempsey winning the Heritage Cup. That was. I did not see this coming.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked how they did it too. I thought it was solid.
I liked how they did it too, because Ren Sinclair was like, putting her weight. Because like now that she is in No Quarter Catch Crew, like she needs to make herself valuable. So this is a good thing. Also, Ren Sinclair is pretty funny. Like, I like the girl, and I kind of feel like she has a wonderful future there. And if she's in the No Quarter Catch Crew, I have expectations now. That's what I'm saying. But Chase, you are now new champions. That was a.
Yeah.
I kind of saw that coming. But it was. I actually thought that it was going to be done in a different way, because Fraser and Axiom didn't implode. And this is what I expected happened, which goes to show you when you can see it coming and you know it's coming, it's probably not.
Hey, sorry. Yeah, too soon. I
should have specified, I know my audience. Okay.
Hey, Veer, hope you're doing well.
Yes. You did get to do that.
This is a good point.
Did he?
I think I heard. I
was not paying. I didn't. I was not paying attention.
I saw.
Yes,
I
Rich Holland pinned Axiom. Yes, so they can make a. They make a point out of that. But again, I was not paying attention. Thank you, Scott, because I need to point that out now in my notes, just so I can know in the future. But yeah, how about Dynamite?
Dynamite. So AEW Dynamite this week. Well, how about this? While we go into AEW Dynamite, I will go ahead and say something that Fightful Select broke about 30 minutes ago from Sean Ross.
Can you?
Yeah, I see it on aggregator, so I'm going to go ahead and do it. Fightful Select has learned that Adam Cole was backstage at the August 14th episode of Dynamite. While that is not out of the ordinary for injured talent to be at an AEW taping, Cole had been taking off the road for a number of months as traveling seemed to be slowing down his progression towards an in-ring return. However, perhaps a more promising sign of return was the word that emerged backstage that Cole is set to resume training as soon as next week. So that's good. But
I cannot wait.
What I thought was going to happen, and this was what I was thinking was going to happen, is I was actually thinking, before this was reported, I was actually thinking we were going to see Adam Cole return at All In and cost MJF the title to put it back on Will Ospreay, is what I thought was going to happen.
I'm going to lose my voice if Adam Cole returns at All In. I'm seriously going to lose my voice.
Well, like I said, I don't want to get your hopes up now, but that's what I thought was going to happen.
Ooh, way to go!
Yeah,
no, too late for now.
Yeah, way to go! Breaking news over here, Sean. No, ruined my thought process, which isn't hard. But anyways, that's what I thought was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's actually sounds incredibly wonderful. And now, if I don't get it, you're going to be at fault for that.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'd be fine with Wardlow costing MJF the title. That'd be good.
Again?
Why not? He has nothing else to do.
Just do something with Wardlow. I mean, it's not funny anymore. I mean, I forgot I had a thing for Wardlow because I don't see him on my television.
Yeah, you forgot.
I forgot, okay? And if people see Wardlow, they were like, who was I supposed to tag here?
Yeah.
There was someone who had a crush on Wardlow. Who was that?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what I thought the other day when I saw Preston Vance, like, oh, that guy. I remember Maggie liked him, but I don't know if she
remembers
him.
I adore Preston Vance, and that match was really, really, really wonderful. And I'm like, yeah, like, give me some storytelling with Kallus trying to put, you know, Rouge against, you know, Preston Vance, and that exact thing happened. And the match was cool. Give me more Preston Vance on my television. God knows I forgot that he can wrestle. Seriously. Mm-hmm.
So Dynamite will be in Cardiff next week?
It will be. I wish they had told me sooner.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to be there anyway, but like, I wish they would have told me sooner.
Damn it, guys.
Yeah, just so I know.
So that's good. And then I think the biggest thing that's got a lot of people excited is the Gauntlet match now, because we don't know who they're going to put in there. I'm assuming we'll see Ricochet. That's my assumption.
Probably that's the place when we see the debut of Ricochet, I'm pretty sure.
We'll see Bobby Lashley.
Do you?
I know, I'm asking. I don't think so.
Okay.
But I mean it wouldn't. I'm not saying it would disappoint me. I just don't see that. I see Michael Haku being part of it. So
this is one more year of Wembley when I don't get to see Zack Sabre Jr. wrestle. This was supposed to be
cool if he got added. That'd be sweet.
Well, no, he's a part of the G1. I hope that he gets to win the G1 actually.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for Zack Sabre Jr. for the G1. He's in the final four.
I see Roddy and Kyle O'Reilly are the ones only announced yet. How many can be in it?
Well, I don't know, but like, they did have that triple threat on Dynamite, which was pretty good. It was kind of okay. I enjoyed the dynamic between Orange Cassidy and Kyle O'Reilly. I almost said Orange County, but like, that's kind of pretty close. California.
Cassidy. Sorry.
There you go. Like, before we talk about Swerve and Danielson,
Misha Barton. That's what I'm going to say.
Seriously?
I had a crush on her when I was
really
younger.
Okay.
Yeah. When I was younger, I haven't seen what she looks like now. She could.
I loved like, Summer. Summer was like great.
Me with a beard. I don't know. I mean, that probably still help, but who knows? I'd probably be into it. It's been a while.
Stop talking. Well, so like
the best for all of us.
Mercedes Moné versus Sheeta. What isn't working? Because
Mercedes promos.
Yeah, like what is happening? Like what? It's really weird. And she wasn't that way in WWE.
Yeah, I don't get it. She's still one of the best female wrestlers, so I'm not.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not taking that away. There's just something that's not sticking. I don't know what it is. I just have no idea.
She is for me one of the best female wrestlers, and I enjoy watching her in the ring every time. But like that new finisher that she has, It is not working. I mean, when it's executed correctly, it looks really good, but like it lands 2 out of 10 times, and you don't want to see that. Again, the move is good, but like I don't know if that many people can take it the way Kairi Sane took it the second time at Wrestle Kingdom, because like that was flawless. That was really good. So I don't know, like probably get a new finisher, or probably train that finisher with your opponent like for 3 days before the show, for 8 hours every day. So I don't know, because like your finisher, if your moveset isn't that impressive, your finisher needs to be flawless. That is big time Randy Orton vibes, because the dude has, you know, a couple of moves, 3 or 4 moves that he hits that get the entire crowd hyped as fuck. And yeah, every time the power slam, the DDT from the ropes, yep. The RKO, you know, those sorts of moves that he does flawlessly, and the entire crowd loses their minds every time. Vintage Orton, you see JBL jacking off somewhere every time he does that.
Just I didn't need that.
Every time. Vintage Orton. Oh, my God.
Well, that's Cole that does that.
Every time.
That's Michael Cole's bit.
It was JBL's bit before that.
No, I promise you. Chat, we need your help. That is a Michael Cole thing. Always.
I promise you it's JBL's thing.
Let's go. Chat, help me out here. I know you like Maggie more than me, but you need to be honest here. Let's go.
No need to make it personal, okay?
Hey, I'm making it personal because they make it personal.
Okay. Okay.
Let's go. Come on, chat. Help me out here. I need to know. And if I'm wrong, I need to know.
I need to know.
Thank you. Clown's right.
Assholes.
Sorry, can't help. I'm stuck on that JBL comment. Yeah, it was cool.
You know, you talk Pedro. And I'm going to Google the crap out of that, because I do not trust you guys.
Pedro turning in or helping out. Thank you. Hey, it's just an honest thing. That's all. Like, usually I will always agree with you, but yeah. JBL said Big Match John. But yeah, everybody's saying Cole coined it. Sorry, Maggie. This is the first time I've ever been right with you, and I'm sorry. It will probably be the last time.
Continue talking. I don't trust you guys.
So we got a few minutes left. Anybody has any questions, just throw them out there. Otherwise, we'll probably end the show early, because there's really not much else for us to talk about. All we in Texas. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, she's typing her resignation and manifesting constipation to Sean.
Corey is correct once again, because I still, if you guys have noticed, I still do not have StreamYard access because Sean is constipated somewhere.
Oh, thank you, Eric. I did not see that. So thank you. Hi, you both excited for All In? How are your days?
It's fine. It's gonna be really, really. I hope that I just sleep throughout the entire night and just do not wake up ever, because it's my own bed for the first time in a week, and I cannot wait for my sleep tonight. Please do not wake up. I'm about all in. I'm actually anxious about all in because I'm going alone, and I won't have my friend with me, and I will be at that huge ass airport in Stansted in London all by myself, and that just, it's giving me anxiety a lot. And yeah, it's just, I'm just gonna wait for it to be over.
I'm still waiting. I have some situation going on, so I will hopefully have a known answer by Monday, I'm hoping.
But next week's episode of Coexisting will be airing on Thursday. We'll be live on Thursday at the same time, 3 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, we can go early if we want.
No, we'll do the same time. It's enough that we change the day. Ryan is pissed off every time we change the day.
Yeah. He probably has Friday off next week, and then we could say, do they even have clocks in Pennsylvania?
London?
Where the hell is
or
that?
Every... Yeah. Yeah, so probably I'm going to be excited for the show the moment I sit on my seat in the stadium. That's probably how it's going to be. But ask me again next week, Soupy. I'm going to have a better answer for you then. Because, like, I'm still disappointed I'm here. And, I still haven't grasped the fact that I'm in my place.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a big airport, so.
Yeah, Stansted, I feel like it's as big as my city. So
so you're not going to Heathrow?
No, I'm always going to Stansted. Time. It's London's biggest, No. Is it London's biggest city?
Heathrow's the biggest.
Okay, okay. I'm going to trust you here. I'm not going to Google.
Okay. I mean, it's probably pretty big, but I think Heathrow's like one of the biggest in the world, I believe.
Yeah, we were gonna talk about Swerve and Danielson.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because like I could have sworn that Danielson was gonna win that championship, and then they went ahead and had that amazing video package about Danielson, and I'm like, this looks like a farewell package.
Yeah.
And do you think that he's going to lose and just go away?
I just don't know anymore, because like it's just one of
those
things.
Did they do that intentionally just to throw us off our trail?
Well, I mean, hell, who knows? Danielson seems like a guy that, like, once he's done, he's done. You know, like
No. He said that he was gonna retire full time a full time schedule, and then he was gonna come back from time to time. This is what he said.
Yeah, I mean that's the
thing. I want him to win the title. That's it. I just put a title on the guy, or I will never stop saying this: reverse Montreal screw job. Because Brian Danielson wants to lose all the time because he wants to put over talent. And the ref, when new champion, he was like, fucking what?
Yeah. No, I think Swerve's going to win. And it's not because people are already saying that I think they're going to Swerve because I think they're going to Swerve Hangman at All In. Or All Out, excuse me. They're going with Hangman versus...
So close?
I think that's what they're doing. I don't know. I would prefer him to do it at WrestleDream.
See,
but...
WrestleDream is better. See, the only way this could work is if Hangman Adam Page beats the ever-living piss out of Jeff Jarrett at All Out. before that. At All In, I'm sorry.
And that's not going to happen because Taylor Swift's going to come in with that guitar and just pop Hangman with it. Devil J's going to get that pin.
No.
And he's going to get the victory.
No.
I think it's going to happen.
No.
Okay, I don't think it's going to happen. But
I don't think that Tony Khan has the money for Taylor Swift, so...
Hey, well, he does. I mean, he does have the money, but... Yeah, no. I mean, they did her a big favor by moving their show around so she could do her concerts. So I know that.
Yeah, that's how they did it.
Yeah. Supposedly. You get Jeff Jarrett, who used to pay Taylor Swift to babysit his kids. There you go.
Absolutely. That's
where you get the story in. Like,
She goes, you know, if this ends up happening, I'm going to lose my shit.
No, it's not. So the chances of that happening, I mean, if they were smart, they would.
I will hear Denise shouting.
Oh my god! Yeah, yeah, that's true. Oh, but Maggie, what you got going on for the rest of the week? And plug your shit.
I will be working, and I just hope I don't, you know, die of anxiety because I wanted to die in the woods, but no one wanted to help. I have no friends. Okay.
Time out. Why would your friends like do that to you? Like,
because I said, okay, here's the thing. We're in the woods. We have a waterfall and we have a creek. That's Twin Peaks. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Listen to the rhythms and the... Okay. So, I love TLC. So it's Twin Peaks, okay? And I was like, okay, guys, one of you murder me in the woods and then wrap me in plastic and just throw me in the creek. It's right there.
They probably didn't have the plastic to wrap you in. That's probably what
That's the problem. Not that they're pussies or anything. I mean, I'm going to say that, I wanted to. They had a gun to their head, you know? They didn't want to do it, but I made them. It's not their fault. Just don't sue them. Don't go to jail or anything. I know they will, but like, and like, I have no friends. Oh, you gotta be kidding. Just sit your ass down and just drink some beer. And I'm like, you had a wonderful opportunity to make, you know, this is the way to go if you're a Twin Peaks fan. Okay.
Yeah,
it's just, I don't understand. Every time, every year, I get back from this vacation and I say I have no friends because they refuse to do my bidding. Okay, guys, you can follow me on Twix or Twitter or whatever at Maggie_IK and on Instagram at Maggie.IK. If you happen to see me at All In next week, just come say hi. Just don't be weird and please shower. Rob, what do you got going on?
I don't have anything going on really. I might watch that new Jackpot movie with Cena. I'm not gonna look at any reviews or anything, so I'll just either watch it, and if I turn it off, I turn it off. If I don't, I don't. So I got that going on. I'll probably do that. I've been watching Mayor of Kingstown, just started on that show. That's fun.
Okay.
That's pretty good. It was pretty cool to see that Eric Rowan was in a few episodes. I completely forgot.
Right.
I completely forgot he was going to be in that. So, like, I completely forgot he did a few episodes a couple of years ago. So that was a pleasant surprise when you see him and in the show. Good show. It stars Jeremy Renner, who, of course, was Hawkeye in the Avenger movies. So, good show. I've enjoyed it. But other than that, not much going on. So, just getting ready for next week. We got a big show to do predictions for, and we'll be here Thursday.
Next week on Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern. Thank you.
Yeah. So, guys, you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on X. You can also follow me on Threads and Instagram at Fightful Rob. So, there you go. We appreciate you guys, and we will talk to you again next week and see you
Thursday.
Thursday. Be there. So, peace out, everyone. Talk to you later. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. You can check out all our previous episodes on your favorite podcast platforms or youtube.com/FightfulOverbooked.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at ohiovoterguide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AskMePeople, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.